Like all other problems, keys have problems too. When we talk about key problems, car keys come first. Car keys can break or they may get stuck in the ignition. Due to our carelessness, we may lose them too. These problems keep us away from driving. Cars are of common use. If we can't drive, we face difficulty in traveling from one place to other. We know that if the car key break, we need to contact North London Locksmith. They can help us in extracting it from the ignition. In such cases, these problems can cause a car lockout. We must always keep the contact number of 24 hours emergency locksmith, so that you may contact them whenever you need to. There are times when we face a problem and we are not sure of it. And this is seriously the worst part when we don't know what to do at all. Car keys are the same. We do not consider them keys, although they serve us as keys. We need to know that some fobs have keys too. New cars, nowadays have transponder keys. We need to entrust 24 hours emergency locksmith to avoid car key problems. North London locksmiths know everything about locks and keys. We use our cars on daily basis, we need to make sure that we face no car problem. Let's take a look at some common car key problems. They get damaged like all other things, car keys are damaged. The only damage they face is no breakage. No matter how strong they are, they may at some point get damaged. Keys have teeth, those little teeth may get damaged too. Key won't be inserted in the lock or ignition if the teeth get damaged. And if you succeed in putting the key in, it won't turn. The key may get stuck. Do not ignore key damage. The best precaution to make is getting a key replacement when you notice some scratches. We need to make sure that we have the contact number of locksmiths nearby. Dead fob battery. We usually do not focus on the battery. Yes, the battery can be a problem too. We need to know that batteries have time spans too. A battery of keyless entry remotes and key fobs will last for a specific time. They can die. Look for damages on the key. If you don't find any, change the battery. The fob should start working right after you've changed the battery. If it still does not work properly, then there might be some other problem. Do not mess your fob up. In such a case, contact emergency locksmith nearby. Unprogram transponder keys. Programming is the most basic thing in transponder keys. When we talk about transponder keys, it is the first thing that comes to mind. Make sure to check that your transponder key is programmed or not. Usually, new transponder keys are unprogrammed. It is very important to program transponder keys and key fobs. Check your car lock keys may be faulty, but it is not always their fault. Before blaming keys completely, make sure to check the lock. Sometimes, there is a problem with the lock. Car locks may get damaged like any other type of lock. Due to weather, car locks can freeze, they get dirty too. Make sure to check your car lock and see if it has any problem. In such cases, there's a need for an auto lock change. Contact locksmiths and ask them to change your lock. Warm up, your lock. A frozen lock is annoying. To unfreeze the lock, we need to warm up the key. A warm key will be enough to unfreeze the lock. We can warm the key with body warmth, it can also be heated up with a lighter. Yo, you need to make sure that the key is hot enough to enter the lock. When you put it in, make sure to pull it out immediately. Repeat the process a few times until you clear the lock of any ice. Make sure to melt the ice completely. USE hand sanitizer. Due to corona, sanitizer has become a common household. Almost everyone has hand sanitizer nowadays. It has become necessary. We know that sanitizers have alcohol. The alcohol in hand sanitizer is great for melting any ice. We know that alcohol can melt ice. We can use our hand sanitizers for melting any ice that may have frozen in the lock. Put a little amount of hand sanitizer over your hand and evenly rub your key on it. Be careful what you lubricate your locks with. When we face lock problems, lubricating them is the first thing that we can do. While locks need to be lubricated, there are certain substances that can cause more issues. We need to be careful about the lubricants we use. Do not use general oils for your locks. These can cause build up and create other obstacles to using your locks. Try WD-40 as a lubricant in this situation. It may help with lubricating the lock and loosening up anything blocking the mechanism.